The Chargers have had a rough year on the diamond so far, and before Monday, they found themselves winless with only a couple weeks left in the season. ACGC beat Panorama at home on Monday to win their first game of the season 6-3, with Tegan Slaybaugh pitching all 7 innings and getting the win. Head baseball coach Taylor Morris says the difference in that game was taking advantage of the Panthers' mistakes.
We were able to execute on their mishaps was one of the biggest things, where other teams have taken advantage of us, you know, in previously throughout the season there. So that was something that we were able to take advantage of some things. We were able to do small ball things to get things done that way and being able to just do what we're capable of instead of trying to do too much. And that's something that we've done well the last 2 weeks is we're starting to find our stride here a little bit. It's not equating to wins, but we're playing better baseball. And I've always preached to the guys, we're going to be playing our best baseball by the time July rolls around. And I feel pretty confident that we're getting that way. We still got some things we can improve on and to work on yet, but I like how things are going for us so far.
Despite ACGC's struggles on the field, the team is very young and only had 4 players returning with varsity experience this season. With the majority of players coming back, the pitching experience and at-bats will help the team going forward for years to come.
Yeah, that's one thing that we are very young in terms of varsity experience this year. I think coming into the year, we had 4 guys who had varsity experience, and one of those was Lance Bundy, who got hurt opening night. So we're really fairly young at the plate in terms of experience. We have a few juniors that are playing right now and a few sophomores that are playing that every at-bat they get is going to be valuable moving forward for them. So that's something that we've really struggled with, and you can see it in the games when we face some good competition.
The Chargers have thrown a total of 11 different pitchers this year, with 2 of them being seniors. Slaybaugh leads the team in innings pitched, but juniors and sophomores hold the totals below that. ACGC will play against Linville Solely in their first district game and need their pitchers to be ready to go, as the Hawks are the #1 seed in the district and lead all classes in team batting average.
Obviously, Linville Solely is going to be a really quality opponent. They're a really tough team. They hit really well up and down the order. They have a handful of guys that are dudes on the mound, so it's going to be a very tough game, you know, but I know what they're capable of. I've watched them the last couple years. They're a really solid team, really solid program.
ACGC will take on Des Moines Christian at home in a doubleheader, with the first game starting at 5 p.m. I'm Tyler Peterson reporting.